After the bill passed, the U.S. House people in Ukraine expressed their gratitude and joy, sharing videos on social media of U.S. lawmakers waving Ukrainian flags on the House floor. President Zelensky said there was now a chance to stabilize the situation and overtake the initiative. But he also urged the U.S. to speedily pass the bill through the Senate and get supplies to Kyiv as soon as possible. Russian forces have not stopped applying pressure along the 1,000-kilometer-long front lines, using the gap in funding over the past few months to inflict as much damage on Ukrainian cities and troops. They are expected to mount a major offensive in the late spring and summer. According to the Russian Defense Ministry, Moscow's troops made further advances toward the eastern town of Chasiv Yar on Monday, which Ukrainian officials have said Russia is trying to capture before May 9th. Megumi Lim in Kyiv.